That is not true that we have been quiet. I think when they say we are quiet, they mean they are not reading about us in the newspapers, or we are not appearing on television and so forth, which is not the way in which you judge the existence of political parties. If they were to go around the country, I think if you ask people in some communities where we have committees, where we have meetings, we're having small meetings and establishing committees across the country, people know that we are there. I mean, for example, there will be a by-election this weekend, 13th September, in Redcliffe, Ward 8, 5 and 8. We have a candidate in Ward 8. We're not able to field the candidate in Ward 5. I mean, what else do people want beyond that? We are quite clearly active there. So we have, I mean, recently our spokesperson, I think it was 3-4 days ago, he was arrested in by the police, wanting to find out why the NCA issued a statement condemning ZANU-PF factions who are now invading the office of the Chief Justice.
Talking about the break-in in the Chief Justice office, your critics are saying maybe that was a publicity stunt.
Why is it a publicity stunt? When we were indicating exactly what we believed was the case, we had people coming to us as NCA, always trying to give information to political parties, giving us some version which we believed. That version was the version that there are some people from the political authorities in ZANU-PF who thought that there were documents to destroy the Supreme Court and so on. That information came to the NCA.
Talking about the ZANU-PF factionalism, just briefly, what is your take on what is happening? Should Zimbabweans be concerned?
They shouldn't be concerned. Zimbabweans should not be concerned about the factions. ZANU-PF is a political party. It's a private club, although they then get to be in government because they claim they were elected in the last election. Zimbabweans must simply prepare to vote ZANU-PF out of the next at the next election.
Of course, it's true that if you stay close to a cemetery, you don't have to mourn for everyone. Let's talk about the NCA. How far have you gone with your preparations for your Congress? And do you have dates now?
Yes, I think we have an idea that we may have our Congress next year in March.
Let's talk about 2018 a bit, Maduku 2018. Are you confident that by then you would have managed to form a party that will win the election?
I must be very honest and say that the way we are operating at the NCA is that we are not looking at 2018 as the year that we will win power, although we will contest the elections. We are looking at 2018 as a way of going to the public and announcing our presence as a serious movement. If the people at that stage are already confident about ourselves and then voters, we'll be very, very happy.
What is your take on the state of the economy?
I mean, I think this time is no longer anyone having a take. Everyone knows that the economy is down. It is producing very little for the benefit of the people. Only a few people are managing to make ends meet. Life is very difficult. So the economy is more or less close to being dead. It is barely managing. An economy is said to function when it is producing goods and services that are available to the majority of the people. An economy that will ensure that people that want to get an income are able to engage in activities that bring income to them. So what is required is to make the economy kick. And to have the economy kick, the starting point would be to ensure that we get resources to invest. Some investment in terms of money, loans, or aid, and so forth, which must come into the country. We need to borrow to be able to kickstart the economy.
Mr. Mugabe was recently in China. Can Beijing be the magic bullet that Zimbabwe is looking for?
Not at all. I think the Chinese trip was not meant to do anything. It was meant to divert attention from the fact that they are failing. What they want to do is to hope to gain another year of people expecting some return from the Chinese trip. At the end of a year from now, I think they will organize another trip, perhaps to Korea, or going back to China to now say, yeah, we are reaching, we are almost there, etc. So it's not, we do not expect. The Chinese have been in this country for quite a long time. And they're not schools, all they want is to exploit the resources here. So most of the investment has, as you know, been in with our minerals. They've been doing mining in Kiazwa, mining everywhere, and so on. They are not paying our people well, as you know, and so forth. So the Chinese trip is not going to be the solution at all. We know that ZANU-PF was using that trip to just wanting to be seen to be doing something. I think that was the agenda.
Lastly, there's this talk that there's going to be a convention that will involve opposition parties and also those in the civil society. Are you part of this organization?
We are not part of those organizing it, but we have heard about it. We have also been approached from time to time. Currently, we have no intention to be part of a convention unless the idea of that convention is just to exchange ideas. We will not be part of a convention that wants to merge or put together different political parties, because political parties are not just the size of people. It is mainly about a unity of ideological purpose. Do you believe in the same things? Do you have the same agenda? Do you have the same principles and values? And, I mean, the reason why we formed the party in September last year is because we believe that the existing political parties were not the best avenues to promote our interests and the interests of our members. So we still would decide, depending on what the agenda of that meeting is, we are not part of those organizing it. So when our decision will very much depend on what the agenda is, and that the agenda must not go beyond exchanging ideas.